pleased to have on the line Trevor Loudon. And he is an author from New Zealand. Marty and I were both very impressed with him at the Gathering of the Eagles. And he has a new book out, The Enemies Within. And I was very impressed, Marty was also, that Trevor Loudon, folks, you need to go get this book, that Trevor Loudon, being from New Zealand, has an incredible understanding of what it means to be an American, the American persona, so to speak, the American presence around the world, what it means and what the absence of it would mean, American politics. Good morning, Mr. Loudon.
Good morning. Great to be on. Mm-hmm. It's a great town you've got there in Sweet Home.
Well, thank you, sir. Yes, you passed through. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, look, I've been up to Lake Foster, and I've looked around the area. It's a wonderful area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for that, Mr. Loudon. One of my questions is, why you, as a New Zealander, are fighting for America?
Well, there's several reasons. There's straight-out gratitude. You know, my country was saved by your country in World War II. You know, the big sacrifice of your fathers and grandfathers and uncles at Guadalcanal and the Coral Sea and Midway. But if you look at it today, you know, the bad guys of the planet are on the march. You know, Russia is expanding. China is building a big blue water navy in the Pacific. You know, Iran wants to dominate the Middle East. There's all sorts of pressure points happening. And my argument is simply this, that if America falls, every Western country will follow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Chinese are already threatening my region now.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, there's a selfish motive there.
If you were the American president... Oh, wait a minute, American presidents can't have been born abroad.
Well, at least I can prove I was born in the Pacific.
Yeah. If you were the American president, would you rescue the Yazidis? And what do you think about this administration's handling of, you know, ISIS and the Middle Eastern crisis?
Well, you know, basically America committed to Iraq, rightly or wrongly, they were in there, and Obama snatched defeat from the jaws of victory,
mm-hmm,
by withdrawing the troops as he did and allowing ISIS to build up its forces. He was warned about ISIS for months and months and months. He saw it coming and did nothing about it. You know, and the thing with Obama, he's more on the side of the bad guys than he is of the good guys.
Oh.
You know, he backed the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt.
Yep.
And he was so annoyed when General Sisi kicked them out.
Mm-hmm.
So Obama is on the wrong side of the war on terror, and I don't think he particularly cares that ISIS takes over you know, Iraq and Syria. I think he'd be quite happy about that. And if they build a big terror base in the region and join up with Iran, I don't think Obama would be that concerned, because he's far more sympathetic to that side of the world than he is to the West and Israel.
Well, also, he seems terrified of boots on the ground anywhere, and there is just so much you can do. What do we airlift 30,000 people off that mountain? You know, have drone strikes on ISIS commanders? You know, Mr. Loudon, personally, I don't get it.
Well, you only got to look at, you know, which side is Obama on? Mm-hmm. You know, if he's on our side, it makes no sense what he's doing. But if he really is sympathetic to radical Islam and the subject and the destruction of Christianity and Judaism in the Middle East, it makes perfect sense. You know, he's doing the bare minimum he can to appease American public opinion, and that's it. You know, he's doing nothing effective to counter ISIS, roll them back at all. He's just doing a few token gestures to make it look like he's doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And my contention has always been that Obama has been raised by pro-Soviet communists, anti-American radicals, pro-Palestinian radicals, and he really wants to see Israel taken down. He really wants to see Islam expanded in the Middle East. And if you look at it from that perspective, his actions make a lot more sense.
Wow.
Now, Mr. Loudon, it seems like the Republican Party is a little bit fractured, and you you had a cabinet that you suggested at the Gathering of the Eagles that really got the crowd excited. Could you go through what your vision of what would be the perfect cabinet?
Well, you're right. Look, I see this country right now as Jimmy Carter on steroids. Mm. You know, and you need a Ronald Reagan on meth to turn this around. You really do. Okay, so Reagan was very clever. He could unite the social conservatives, the fiscal conservatives, and the defense conservatives and get them all singing off the same songbook. But what I'm saying right now is the conservative base is very fractured. You got 1 million libertarians who gave their vote to Gary Johnson last time. You got social conservatives, fiscal conservatives. You got 2 million Republicans who stayed home last time. And you got several million evangelical Christians who are not even registered to vote. And to win the next two elections, which has to be done, you need to unite that base. Because mm-hmm. now you have vote fraud against you. You have the media against you. So this is what I'm proposing. I think Ted Cruz, because I think he's the best place to do this, should get that Reagan coalition together now, way before the primaries, and run early. Now, the very first thing I would do is I'd go to all of these groups and say, I want to build the Reagan coalition. This is what you'll get out of it. The first thing that's going to happen is that Ted Cruz, that Alan West will be on my VP ticket early, right now. Then for you libertarians, Rand Paul will be Secretary of the Treasury, and he can do what he darn well wants to the Federal Reserve and the IRS.
Great.
Carte blanche. Yep. Then Sarah Palin, Secretary of Energy, drill, baby, drill. Drill in your backyard if you want to. Dollar a gallon gas for every American family. Then Scott Walker, Secretary of Labor, right to work in every state. Mike Lee, Secretary of the Interior, return the federal lands to the states. You know, get people working again, exploiting their forests, exploiting their mineral reserves. John Bolton, Secretary of State. You know, rebuild your alliances, tell your enemies where to get off. Very important, ambassador to the United Nations. No one. Then Dr. Ben Carson, Secretary of Health and Human Services, end the welfare culture in this country. Then Attorney General Trey Gowdy, end the vote fraud, prosecute vote fraud all across the country, mm-hmm. and restore justice to the justice system. And then for the Christians, the millions of Christians out there who don't care about politics, but they do care about the state getting into their kids' heads, they want to get rid of Common Core, they want to protect homeschooling, I would say to them, come out and vote for me. I'll make David Bart Secretary of Education, and your rights will be protected. So name your whole cabinet, fill in every position, and campaign across this country as a team.
Wow, that
you
is...
Because you think about that, would that inspire the base?
Wow.
Well, absolutely. Now, a little bit about your book.
Everybody's getting something, right? Everybody's got someone to inspire them.
If you could put that...
putting all your eggs in one basket.
Oh, I know. If you could put that coalition, that kind of coalition together, it would remind me of the proactive stance of Newt Gingrich and the gang in 1994.
Exactly. You would do what Newt did. You would make specific promises.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what they're getting. Everybody's got something to inspire them, and the base would rally. And you would take the country by storm. The media wouldn't know what to do with it. They can demonize one candidate like a Mitt Romney or a Sarah Palin, but they could not demonize 20 Rottweilers all campaigning together, you know, and running together as a team and backing each other up. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have a chance against that.
Now, Mr. Loudon, I was reading a little bit about some of the credits on your book here. It says, the enemies within exposes the dark side of U.S. politics and Congress as only Trevor Loudon can. Loudon's research brings historical light to the agendas of those who lead America and their true intentions. Tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, the full title of the book is The Enemies Within, Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. And it's exactly what it says. The book is nearly 700 pages, completely documented. It profiles the Marxist roots of Obamacare, the Marxist roots of immigration reform, amnesty. It basically details that since 1995, Democratic Socialists of America and the Communist Party USA have taken over the U.S. labor movement, the unions, and from that, they took over the Democratic Party. And now they are dictating the Democratic Party's policies, and dictating their agenda. 20,000 Marxists are writing the laws that control the lives of 300 million Americans. Mm. And then the book profiles 51 members of the House and 14 senators with identifiable pro-communist, anti-American ties. Mm. And that includes profiles of Ron Wyden, Jeff Merkley, mm-hmm. and Peter DeFazio.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Oregon's got its fair share, that's for sure. Yeah. Or its unfair share, I should say.
Well, Mr. Ladin, thank you. We do have to go, but I take it you can get your book on Amazon and all that?
Yeah, the book's on Amazon, Kindle, or Nook, or you can actually go to PacificFreedomFoundation.org, Pacific Freedom Foundation, and order both of my books online. My first book was Barack Obama and the Enemies Within, mm-hmm. all about 700 pages on Obama's mm-hmm. pro-Soviet, anti-American ties. And Pacific Freedom Foundation is actually based in Salem, Oregon, so it's very, very close. But, yeah, Pacific Freedom Foundation or Amazon, Kindle, or Nook.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Loudon. And if we want, someone might want to go to one of your talks, you're going to be in the area for another few weeks.
Yeah, look, if you go to my blog, trevorlout.com, and the Lout is L-O-U-D-O-N, you can see my schedule. I'm speaking in Eugene today at 12 o'clock at the with Rubicon, a Republican group. I'm speaking tonight in Salem at a Republican picnic, and I'm speaking in Lake Oswego on Friday night to a Tea Party group, and I'm speaking at Coos Bay down south on Saturday afternoon to a big gathering down there. And then, excuse me, in 2 weeks' time, I'm speaking in eastern Oregon, the Pendleton area, you know, maybe even as far down as Roseburg. So go to my blog, trevorlout.com, and you can see exactly my agenda, exactly where I'll be speaking.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Loudon, on the morning show. We really appreciate that.
Look, my pleasure anytime, and I love coming back to your area. Look, Oregon reminds me more of New Zealand than any other state, so
cool.
I really enjoy spending time here.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And ABC News is up next.